Hey, hello everybody, this is Thorsten.
Hi, this is Björn.
Hello, hello.
This is Christian.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hey, Florian, Thorsten here.
Hi, Thorsten.
Hello, this is Alex speaking.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, who joined?
Hello, Italo.
Hey, Italo.
Hi, Italo.
Hi.
Hello, gentlemen. Olivier speaking.
Hi.
Hi, Olivier.
So, Olivier, did dialing in work for you, or you had a have to call?
I'm using Skype right now. I think I can manage that at this moment.
Okay.
Hi, it's Michael, so I'm late. Another call.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, this
Hello.
Is Norbert lurking.
Aha, Norbert.
Hi.
Good time.
So maybe one more minute or so, and then... Sorry, I just updated the agenda 10 minutes ago or so, so if you want to reload the page in the browser to see the most recent one.
Hello, who's joined? No, it must be Jesus Pan.
So is anybody volunteering to take notes for this call?
No, but I can take it. I can do that anyway.
Okay, perfect, thanks. Then, let's dive into the agenda, I'd say. Those who are late can always then read the minutes.
Could we have a short roll call, please? I don't know whether I captured all the attendees. So I've heard Florian, Christian, Alex, Italo, Olivier, Michael, Björn, and Norbert. Anybody
okay.
else? Pardon?
Yes. Yes. Drew is here also.
Hi, Drew.
Hey there.
And I'm live from Denmark.
Hey, live.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, live.
So, Florian, go ahead.
Okay, so the most beloved one action item is a quick update this time on the foundation status. So, not much more since last time. We have sent the documents to the authorities, documents meaning the revised version of the statutes. Authorities means the state authorities and the tax department. They promised the feedback by this Friday, maybe next Monday, so that's the rough time frame for the next round of feedback, and then we see where we stand. In the meantime, there are two items we should work on, and that also pinged the list already. The first item is insurances. We should check which type of insurances we need. The second is how to best invest the money. We need a safe deposit for the money, but some but a deposit that gives some interest in the money. I think Andreas was already doing a research, and I think Björn was also involved in that. So just as a short heads up, we should work on that. Of course, this time it's mostly for the German-speaking audience. The documents are in German. And what we are still missing, we have appointed the chairman for the membership committee, which is André. What we still should do, but I will ping Simon about that, is to appoint a chairman for the board of directors, because we need those names for filing. But since Simon was the guy overseeing elections, election officer, I will give him a ping so he can answer that. And another note just I'd like to mention is those of you from the BOD and MC who have not yet sent me their credentials for accessing the internet, please do so. There are still a lot of people missing. And I'd like to give all of you access so we have a handy space for documents. Okay, that's it from my side. Any comments on that?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay. Number four would be implementation of the LibreOffice forum. So, Alex?
Okay, so we started evaluating two different kinds of forums. One is the classical style, like PHPBB, Simple Machines Forum, and JForum by Christian. The other one is evaluating a question and answer style site that is comparable to Stack Overflow. And I invited the core developer of such a software, Evgeny, to this call.
Oh. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Okay, and so our I have also set up a test site of AskBot, and I posted to the, it's already posted at the IRC channel. The OSQA test LibreOffice.org is the AskBot setup, and we have a PHPBB setup at forumtest.libreoffice.org and a JForum test at the third world. And we started to, let's say, dig into AskBot quite deeply and found it a quite great alternative or extension to our classic forums just because you have don't have the long discussion flows but have questions and the corresponding answers directly below, and you vote for questions and answers and can see so if the answer was usable, and the whole thing also has a karma system that grants rights to users if they are more active, and the whole thing received quite good from part of the users, and I decided to go for AskBot because of the fast development, because it uses Django as framework, because of the developers are easy to reach. Hello, Evgeny again.
I'm here.
And the thing that is still needed is it needs still more translations, but otherwise it's quite production ready. Any comments?
First, a big thank you from my side. You've been together with us quite a lot of time in this. And I really like AFSA. It's a really nice approach that we, I think, should set up in addition to a forum. I think we need a normal forum because the problem while we were looking into forum was that users were complaining it doesn't feel like a forum, doesn't look like a forum. But I think AFSA could be a very good enhancement to this. That's my opinion on that.
Sorry, yes, this is Charles, and I just joined in. I'm sorry, I had some connection issues.
I have some questions here from Brazil. Are we going to have a localized forum as well?
Sorry, I didn't get you.
This is Olivier speaking from Brazil. I would like to know if we will have localized forums.
Yes, I think we will.
I stand on the line for the first one. I really need that.
Sorry. Yes, I think at the moment it looks as if we are going to use JForum as classic forum and use this localization and localize the native language.
Yeah, but I mean, having a forum for Brazilians writing in Portuguese.
Hello, can anyone hear me?
Yes, Charles, yes. I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I just joined.
Okay, so
my question. I think it would be no problem to set up a forum that is localized and a forum that is in native language, so a forum where the posts are in German or Portuguese or Spanish or Italian or anything else.
Okay, thank you.
To add on that, the interface, the labels of the buttons, the labels of the links are independent from the forum's content. So you can have a category for Brazil, and the forums inside the category for Brazil would be for the Portuguese users. And the labels of the links would also be Portuguese when the user sets their profile to Portuguese. It doesn't have to be a totally separate forum, but if you prefer that, we will set up different ones for different groups of languages.
What usually happens is that people like to write in Portuguese and get some answers in Portuguese. And when it comes to a complex subject, they go to international forum.
So then it wouldn't make sense to make it a totally different forum, but just a subsection in the global forum, a separate category.
Okay. Okay.
So do I get it right that for AFSA we're basically ready to go, whereas for the we need much more time to investigate? I sat next to Alex when he evaluated PBB, and diplomatically said quite upset by what he saw. So I think, is it right that we need some more time for evaluating which forum we use, or is this already fixed?
At the moment, Christian is quite involved in evaluating at JForum, and I think he likes it quite well. And are you there? No, Christian. Okay, then.
I'm here. I was talking.
Written in Java, and it's quite light, fast, easy to set up. Has proper database abstraction. Has fast full-text search indexing with Lucene, but has a quite poor documentation and no plugin AP. So I would go for evaluating it probably a little bit more, 1 week or so, and then decide if we go for it or go for something else.
So there's a question. I suggest then that everybody interested in this, like looking whether this satisfies the local community's requirement, whatever, goes to the website list and participates in the pilot?
The problem is that so far not many people did participate in actually testing the tools. There are only, let me see, 9 registered users on JForum, not sure how many on the PHP forum, and that's just a couple too few people to really evaluate the platform. So I would like to get feedback from the actual users of forum software.
So Olivier probably called to you to get some Brazilian friends to actually try it out?
Yes, I would try to ask people to make some tests on JForum, but first I would like to know what is the tool that we are going to use, if JForum or PHPBB.
Well, I guess the point of the exercise is to find out what best fits our needs. So I guess it's helpful to actually try it then.
Well, I don't know if this is going to be effective.
Olivier, what did you say? I didn't get it. It was cut off.
I mean that I can ask people here from Brazil to test the JForum or PHPBB. First, I don't know if the people will know how to see the difference between the two. And second, they are mostly end users and not admins, administrators. So I don't have at this time whatever tool we choose. I think it's going to fit our need here.
So Alex, could you maybe help Olivier to set someone up there with a test bed for Portuguese, maybe even with a localized sub forum or whatever forum at hand.
I can do that because in JForum I'm not that involved. I'm more involved in Aspot and the PHPBB setup. So I'll just ping Christian and tell him that he should connect with Olivier and help him set up a Portuguese sub-forum and get people testing it.
Okay, that's good.
So with regards to Aspot, since we have the author and maintainer here, thanks for joining, by the way. Alex, you said something that we help with localizing or something like that, where we could contribute something back. Can you maybe elaborate on that?
Yeah, Evgenia has asked us to help localizing Aspot. At the moment, Aspot uses TrendFX for localization, but my proposal was to include the Aspot profiles into our Poodle service and just let our localizers do their work.
Yeah, so I have. Sorry, here's the crazy
echo. Just one question. Terrible noise. Everybody's not speaking. Can you maybe mute your microphone? If your phone doesn't support this, you can press the star key and then 1, then mute it. And to unmute, you do the same star and 1. So maybe then we can understand each other much better.
Hey, it is already much better.
Yes, so Alex said that you intend to run a forum in 150 languages. So, and my thought was that that with my resources that I have, that would be, I cannot do that. So I thought maybe you could help us to do translations. And otherwise, the GitHub repository is open, and I usually merge people's pull requests. So, but of course, I evaluate what people do. I don't just blindly put things together. But lately, we had quite a few contributions from others.
So basically, it comes to helping us translate the SBOT and providing some fixes, as I've already started to do.
Alex, would you mail me, or just can you, would you mail me the URL for the Git repo so I could put that in a minute? Thank you.
Oh, yes.
I'll just post it on the IRC channel.
What is the name for your IRC channel?
Sorry?
Maybe I should log into your IRC.
Yes. One second, please.
Does it? Okay.
There it is. And it's documentfoundation at irc.freenode.net. You have a link at the BOD meetings wiki page. I'll post it to you.
Okay. Is it on web chat, Freenode?
It's on Freenode, yeah.
I have another topic regarding ASBOT and translations. It's not about the interface, but on how to deal with the different languages.
Right.
I asked this a couple of times already, but I didn't get a definite answer on how we are going to do it.
Okay. The first thing we thought about was using language tags, but Evgeny replied that he will be answering implementing a drop-down field in the questions form, where you can select the language of the question. And then the user can select his language in his profile. This is how far I think.
So just to clarify, the drop-down form, I actually didn't think of this particular way, but
yeah.
So we did not really discuss the user interface. But the basic part is that each thread will be labeled with just one language.
So do I get it right? It's about that we have a mixture of questions, for example, in English, in French, in German, in various languages, and that we should find a way of maybe selecting it, that so users are not confronted with 20 languages and they only speak one or two.
Right. So that basically users would, one option is to just select one language at a time. And the second option is to select a set of languages that user understands. And then when you were discussing this problem, like how to handle multilingual forum, I thought that something to think about is that the English-speaking community is actually large, much larger than others, some others. So perhaps we could come up with some workflow here. For example, to translate questions from some more obscure languages to English.
So might I suggest that we could possibly bounce this discussion back to the website list? So it seems there's quite some ground for discussion still, and I don't think it's we will sort that out today.
Yeah.
Okay.
But basically, just to sum it up, I think we should go definitely for ASBOT and do what we also did for the mailing software that we use, that whenever we can be of help with localizing, with translating the user interface, then we can do so. And if Thorsten already has the link in a minute, maybe we then can discuss on the website list on how we should technically do it, either text files, Poodle, whatever. But I think that could be of benefit not only for us, but also for the Askot software package. And for the other point, how to deal with different languages for the questions, we maybe really should discuss that on the website mailing list. But if I understood it right, you would be maybe willing to implement something if we have an idea on how to solve that?
Yeah.
Cool.
I can even hire someone to do it.
That would be pretty cool. So, Alex, can you then act maybe as a link or gateway between the website list and staff?
Yeah, I definitely can.
Thanks, that sounds great. Okay, anything else on this topic for the moment?
Yes, we should go for. It was on Asprot, we more or less decided to go for ask.libreoffice.org. Is this okay with you?
Sounds fine to me.
Sounds lovely.
Sounds good,
okay.
Yeah.
Then let's set it in stone.
I might have a problem with that because the word ask is a particular English word, where the word forum is more a multinational or multilingual word. Wouldn't it be more neutral to use forum?
Yeah, but I guess forum will be taken for the forum.
Yeah.
Forum and Askbot are two different platforms. They are not really equivalent. Just check out the URLs.
Okay, sorry.
I find I think generally forums require more people to be successful than Q&A sites. But it would be interesting to see how these two things, you know, live side by side.
Life would ask be a real problem, or is it just a preference?
Well, it wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem. I was just...
Okay. No, because my thought would be that we have indeed forum for the forum without a separate landing page, and that we have ask for the Askbot instance also without a separate landing page.
And ask wouldn't be a problem. Not at all.
Okay. Okay. So then I think we're done with this action item. And move the discussion back to the website list. Then thanks for joining.
Yes,
for your support, it's much appreciated.
Thank you guys very much for inviting me. I think I will probably log out now.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. See you. Goodbye.
Bye bye. Bye.
Thanks again.
Yeah. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, then we should move on to the next action item, number 5, which would be the merchandising shop. And I think we have Thorsten and Leif here, which is good since both seem to have a lot of experience in that.
No, I think I don't, so I would probably have Leif tell us what's the status here.
Yeah, I'm here. And, well, as you know, I set up a shop a couple of months ago just to test how things was working out. And I posted an evaluation about 3 weeks or a month ago to the marketing list, I think. And, I mean, I haven't been selling much, but I have sold some items already. I found out that it's quite easy to integrate the shop on, for instance, Facebook. I made a Facebook shop out of it, actually. What we have to find out is whether we can make localized shops, and I'm not quite. I mean, if we have common products but localized shops, at the moment it's under the DK domain. It's LibreOffice.Spreadshirt, but DK, and this is shipped from Germany. If we want to ship items from the US, we have to have a .com site. And I don't know if it is possible to have Danish products on the .com site. So we have to find out, to make some more research about how can we make a global web shop with local products. Another thing is how accurate. I've seen that it is possible to use custom style sheets and make individual design, but I haven't tried. So I don't know how accurate we can make the design on the shop itself. And then, of course, we have all the legal stuff about who gets the money. But, I mean, the overall impression of Spreadshirt is that the products are quite expensive because they're handmade. The quality is quite good, as expected. And I mean, there are bunches of these kinds of shops around the world. It's quite convenient to work with from the admin side, and it's very easy to design new products. So I mean, I'm quite satisfied with Spreadshirt, but the question is, will it fit us as an international organization with multiple languages? I don't know, and I don't think we have any other tests that we can benchmark. Maybe there's something else somewhere else in the world that are even better. I can only talk from my own experiences on Spreadshirt.dk.
So, Vice, let me chime in quickly here. We had this discussion, and there was the point was made that it could be helpful to have a variety. Hi there, he's just joined and brought all the echo.
Yes, this is
Olivier. Oh, okay. That seems to be better now. So I think that there was a point made that it could be helpful to have just a landing page somewhere on the TDF or LibreOffice domain and then link to a variety of shops across the world for people to save on shipping. I kind of delayed quite substantially on that, but I have now set up a demo shop with Cafe Press. I just pasted the link to the TDF channel. There currently sports just three T-shirts with the artwork that we had on this year's FOSDEM. I'm not so happy with Cafe Press from an admin perspective. It took me quite a while and probably to kind of get what didn't look totally shitty. Pardon? Someone is
somebody
saying something or not muted or. So anyway, so my proposal would be to have a shops.libreoffice.org landing page. And have a set of local shops linked from there. Would that be met with agreement?
I would actually disagree because that would take some, revenues away from the Document Foundation. It's not like we're actually rich.
Well, that doesn't mean that the actual shops don't need to be run by someone like by one of us. It's just that I don't think we will be able to have decent shipping fees. Like I don't see the point to order a T-shirt that costs $20 just the T-shirt and then have €10 shipping fee on top of that. It doesn't seem right to me if we can have local shops and
thing is that it's okay to have different local shops, but I was asking about the revenue question coming to us.
First of all, If I may comment on that, first of all, don't expect to make a million out of this. The production costs are pretty high, so the commission that we can get are very, very low, and I don't believe that we will sell much anyway. I think we should do it for the reason that we want to get T-shirts on the street and not to get money in our bank account. Because, I mean, if we want to produce these T-shirts ourselves, we can make money. But when we do it through an existing shop, our revenue would be very, very low. I mean, I've sold 10 or 15 T-shirts, and I get €3 a piece. I mean, the money are so small anyway.
I agree. I can confirm that from the German Association. We even produced had them produced and then sold and shipped them ourselves. It also, I don't have any numbers at the moment, but it really wasn't that much money.
So because we love you and not because of your money.
Yeah. I see two things here, actually. One is indeed that TDF in the future can run shops in various countries. That's one option. The other option, and I think this goes a bit to what we also discussed in Paris, is that we this might be one of the things where we could encourage and support local associations for running shops and then maybe have an agreement with them that part of that money gets donated to TDF.
That is also an option. I would still favor the first one, but then we might come up with, in a sense, we might come up with a mix. Because if, for instance, we have in any given country, for instance, let's say Denmark, and in Denmark they can tell you, you know, here's the thing, we know how to run that shop, so let's have an agreement now, you know. We can do that, for instance. But on the other hand, it would not be a problem for us if we feel we have more interest to have a shop, let's say, for Russia or Eastern Europe. You know what I mean? We can do a blend. I think in the end it will end up actually being progressive.
Yeah.
Because the relation that we want to have specifically on this revenue sharing with local NGOs are, it is going to be progressive anyway. So, you know.
But I think we should make some rules about it because, I mean, I think from my suggestion is that we should make a global shop in English with neutral products. Let's call it shop.tdf.com or whatever, shop.tdf.org, of course, sorry. And then let each local NGO make their own shops if they want to, but we have to be aware of a legal problem, that is that we are using the logo, we are using the design elements, and we have to be careful that we don't let people, I mean, make private money on this.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, the money I make right now is pennies, but of course it goes to the local community. But we have to be sure that the money stays in the local community. So we have to make some kind of rule set. What are the premises? That is, of course, that all the money go into the community. Whether this is the Document Foundation or it's a local community, doesn't matter. We have to make sure that the money comes into and stays in the community.
Yeah, that's why I propose to have local associations.
Guys, it seems like this discussion sounds exactly like the discussion we had last time about this, and it fell full foul of exactly the same point, which is who's going to make money out of it. It seems to me that before I get deja vu even worse than before, do we actually want one of these stores that's going to actually ship things to people, or do we hope to make money on it, which I don't think is possible?
I agree with you, Michael, that we will not make much money out of it. From a local community perspective, it is possible to make a little money, and this is a way. I hope that I can send a T-shirt to each of the translators for Christmas.
Oh, cool!
For this money, but I don't believe that they can make any money for the Document Foundation. But my purpose is actually to get T-shirts on the street.
Yeah, awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
So why aren't we supporting this?
And why are you supporting it? We have to make I mean, you don't have to support it, but you have to allow it, because actually I'm using the Document Foundation logo and LibreOffice logo and the motif and the name, and you have to legally permit me.
Yep. So is anyone actually against permitting Life do this, since it seems to be a worthy and good thing to do?
No, Life, go for it.
Sure. I'm not allowed to do it, actually. It is a test site. Ha ha.
Yeah, but I think practically spoken...
I really think that Michael is right here, that we don't have a problem that people will get rich, but we have a problem that we, in a year we didn't manage to get a shop, so people get some T-shirts, and that sucks.
Right.
And we could actually... Maybe the problem is really simple. Really, the problem might be simple, because we try to set up an international shop, a shop in English, with some neutral products. Ask the design team to make some products, as I did so far, and the money goes to the Document Foundation and see what happens. I mean, if the Document Foundation makes a shop, I'll close my shop. Because I made it just for testing, because I thought it was fun. So,
Life, what do you need to give you confidence that you have our permission to ship these things? Are you happy with a minute in the minutes here?
Absolutely. I mean, that is not a problem.
Okay,
me.
Brilliant. Charles, are you happy with just letting Life get on with it?
I'm happy.
Good. I mean, it seems like he's doing a wonderful thing. Good work, Life. You know?
Right now, I don't think I have a problem. But
this was not,
it's half a year.
My comment was not at all a critic of Life. Quite the contrary. I was just trying to make sense of what was going on.
What's happening? Yeah, yeah.
This is very, and I actually think this is very important, because when it comes to a year from now, we might have 25 different shops. And we know that one of these isn't some private guy that are trying to make money out of our design team's work. We have to make some kind of ruling about how who can get the permit. I mean, we discussed it about a year ago.
We just did. I mean, we just give you the permit to do that.
Yeah.
And I think we deal with the other problems when they pop up. I mean, we can't prevent people from trying to do that anyway, I guess. So.
Sure. Cool. But, so can we move on then, do you think? Are you happy, Life, with your minute that will appear forthwith?
Absolutely.
We can have a formal vote if it helps. I mean, how many... Do we have quorum now?
Yeah, we should.
I have one question, because there was one question I didn't get an answer to. Are we pushing forward to make an international shop, or should I just continue having a shop in Danish?
My take is, if that's possible with this stretcher, go for an international one. If they have decent shipping to the U.S., then it's possibly okay. Last time I checked, they were quite expensive for shipping to the U.S. If that's still the case, I suggest we also have a cafe press one. I set up a demo. The link will be in a minute. I will happily feed admin rights to whoever comes up volunteering.
Which sounds like Life. Like, you seem to own this problem now. You know, do what's best. I think that's the...
I will try to investigate the shipping to the U.S. problem.
Yeah, but I mean, personally, my take is that expensive is better than not there at all. You know? And it might even stimulate someone in the U.S. to do something about it. So,
actually, I just think we have to figure out how to do it, because the spreadsheet.net actually has a .com, an American shipping place, so they're producing these T-shirts in America.
Oh, wow.
So I just have to find out how to get a shop shipping from the U.S. I have to investigate a little bit about that.
Cool.
So I can investigate that. That will not be for next week. I'm quite busy this week. So next week I'll try to figure out, and I'll let you know.
Great work. Is there anything else on the agenda? Is there anything else on the agenda?
Yes, we have some more on the agenda at the moment.
Yes.
We do. But I hope we can do the next one quickly.
Okay, if we're done with the shop, I'll drop out now.
You're welcome to stay, Life, but
I can hear my family is having dinner now.
I know the feeling.
So I'll drop out.
Thank you, Danny. Bye.
Yeah, thank
Thanks a lot, Life.
Hi.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
one is actually Andreas, are you here?
Yes.
Can you quickly elaborate on that?
Yes, okay. Libid, 2012. There is a call for a project on the Linux magazine in the German Zaman page. They organize an open source forum and so open source park in the Libid. And there is a place where projects can get for free a booth, or not a big booth. It's only a place to present the project. But we discussed last time about a booth with maybe the German Association and other companies that's providing something around LibreOffice, OpenOffice.org. But if that doesn't work, there is, then we should maybe apply for a booth in this open place, because it's very important to be at the CeBIT.
Yeah, maybe a quick update on the shared booth. Actually, German Association plans that. It's totally unclear whether it will work out. We need about five parties participating, and I think we have two or so. But given the deadline for applying for the free space, my proposal would be to actually apply for the free space and maybe write them that we are working on a shared booth. And so in case that doesn't work out, we would like to have the free one.
Sounds perfect to me. Does anyone object? Cool.
Andreas, would you apply? Would you take care of this?
No, I don't know. Maybe we discuss afterwards.
Yeah, okay. Give me opinions. Okay.
Okay, I don't know. I have not done that in 2011 about the.
Okay, let's discuss it then out of the call. And, okay.
Okay, there is another topic at CeBIT 2012 today or yesterday they opened the call for papers.
For the open source forum?
Open source forum. That's very important to do their presentation. I did it this year at the CeBIT. I presented about LibreOffice Portable. I applied in front of the call for papers that I will do a talk. Maybe some others attending TVET?
Can you, Andreas, can you maybe forward the call for papers to the marketing list and to the German mailing list so people can apply individually?
Yes. Someone from our international friends will go to TVET? Michael? No.
When is CeBIT, and where? I assume it's in Germany.
March 6th, I think, in the
beginning of March.
In Hanover, in Germany.
Hanover.
Okay, so I could make it there quite easily, but yeah, having a call for paper will be helpful, I guess, and see.
Yeah, in general, I prefer Torsten to it simply because he speaks German, so he'll probably get to more people, and
yes,
you know, he's in the country.
Yeah, but
I'd say let manage it on the list probably
yeah,
but sure, let's discuss it. Mail me about it, Andreas. Tell me, you know, why it's important to go, and I'll ask my new manager to do that.
Yeah, do.
I have a shiny new one.
Okay, so then added, I think we're done with CeBIT. Someone added a US event. Who was that, Drew?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hello, it was me. I added the event.
Oh.
The US event.
Oh, sorry, okay.
I think that it's just a question to decide if we want someone to present there. The first one, which is the least important, call for speakers ends in 2 days, so it's really not practical. But OSCON in Portland and LinusCon in San Diego are quite important, and we should decide to if we want to have someone presenting there, because it's there is money involved, of course. We have to pay for the expenses. It's not close to anyone. And the reason why I put that is that last year someone from the Apache Foundation presented at the three conferences.
What was the first conference? Italy?
It's the Palmetto Open Source Conference. It's in South Carolina. So this is the smaller one, but last year there were Jim Jagielski speaking, Dal Garbi spoke there, and a few others. If you go to the POSCON website, you find everything.
So I know OSCON very well.
OSCON is very popular.
But it's not really a developer conference. I mean, you know, it's an they call themselves developers, but they're web developers. You know how it is. And
I know.
Turned our paper down last year. We can submit another one.
Because if we make the first one is probably the least important of the three, but the other two, if we submit something which is you know, maybe a couple of speeches, then we might have the opportunity of having someone there speaking. Course, they are not specific developer conference, but they have quite a large attendance.
Yep. And Intel is important. And
it's more a heads up than.
Michael, sounds a bit like he would want to try again.
Yeah, I'll submit a paper to OSCON, but I don't like going there. It's nice to meet Chris and the Google guys and blah, blah. Yeah,
it's quite far away. And it's one full week, so it's quite a long event.
Yep.
Okay. So I don't think there is anything to decide here, but just to see if we get the spot, then we should calculate at least for people that is not funded, of course. It's around €2,000 to get there and stay there for a phase. I've made a check with the flight and accommodation.
Quite a lot of money here.
Yeah, it's quite a lot of money, but you know, the closest one is Norbert, and Norbert can probably go there without such a large disbursement.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we cannot force Norbert to get to speak.
But I think this is also something we should first push on the list, maybe, with a deadline in mind. But independent from that, what we should come up with is, and it was already on the mailing list, a calendar for upcoming events. And maybe we also should add deadlines for call for papers there, so we don't lose track when we have to apply for what.
Yeah, I will apply for POSCON. At the worst, we decline the opportunity.
Okay.
For the first one, I've already prepared something. I will file, and then at the worst, we decline. When we have been accepted, we just say, sorry, we cannot be there, but at least we have tried.
Yeah, sure.
Next, next one is mine as well.
Okay.
So we Paolo Pelloni is a professional teacher of public speaking, and he happens to be Italian, and he happens to use LibreOffice. And he's quite enthusiastic about LibreOffice. So I did two things. The first one was to put Paolo in touch with Thorsten, which I already did, because I think that Paolo, as a high-level user, can give very good feedback on the product. And the second one, I saw Paolo is making video tutorials about using Impress for a professional presentation in Italian. And I asked him to do, if it was, because he speaks quite a good English, if he was willing to do that in English. And he did the first one. You find the link on the wiki. Yep. And he offers to give them to the foundation to use. We don't have actually a video tutorial page on the website, so I think that we can decide. I don't see any negative side on this. We can decide to have a video tutorial page on our website. We will have video in Italian and English, and of course in the other languages. We can ask Paolo to give us the video to have someone dubbing it, because he has the original. But I think it's just a positive thing. And I plan to write to the website guys to study a solution to have a page for hosting video tutorials.
Good work, Tolo. Thanks.
Is that okay for everyone?
Yep.
Is that okay for everyone?
Yep.
And of course, look at the video, and Paolo is really willing to get suggestions. If you want to give him suggestions, he's really open. And about the last one, I just sent an email to the list, so I don't think we have to discuss, because I wanted to update you. But you see the email which I've sent just a few minutes before starting the conference.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask whether this was meant for the public call or for the private part.
No, but I mean, it's you know, it's published on the wiki, has been published on the wiki for a long time, so it's quite public now.
Yeah.
The certification, so that's not a real issue.
Okay, so basically we would be the agenda. Is there, are there any further questions or any more action items you would like to have discussed in this public call? I think we should have a private afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
Then hear you in the private room in 2 minutes or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello? Hello, hello?